This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 112 Biography of Lisa McClain, the Representative from Michigan. General Information. Lisa McClain is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Michigan's 9th Congressional District. She is a member of the Republican Party and has been known for her conservative stances on various issues. Born on April 7, 1966, in Michigan, McClain has deep roots in the state, which has influenced her political career significantly. Early life and education. Lisa McClain was born and raised in Michigan, where she developed a strong connection to her community and state. Her early life was marked by a commitment to public service, influenced by her family's involvement in local politics and community activities. McClain attended Michigan State University, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Business Administration. Her education provided her with a solid foundation in business principles, which later proved beneficial in her political and professional life. Early career. After completing her education, Lisa McClain entered the business world, working in various capacities that honed her leadership and management skills. She was involved in the automotive industry, which is a significant part of Michigan's economy, giving her first-hand experience with the economic issues facing her state. Her career also included a stint in the financial sector, where she worked as a financial advisor, helping individuals and businesses manage their finances. This role allowed her to understand the economic challenges and opportunities that would later inform her legislative priorities. Election history. Lisa McClain's political journey began when she decided to run for public office, motivated by her desire to influence policy directly. In 2020, she ran for the U.S. House of Representatives from Michigan's 9th District, a seat that was open due to the retirement of the incumbent, Paul Mitchell. During the primary election, McClain faced several opponents but managed to secure the Republican nomination. Her campaign focused on economic recovery, support for small businesses, and conservative values, resonating well with the district's voters. In the general election, McClain won with a significant margin, reflecting her strong local support and the effectiveness of her campaign strategies. Her victory was seen as a continuation of the district's conservative representation in Congress. Political stances. Lisa McClain is known for her conservative political stances, which align closely with traditional Republican values. She advocates for limited government intervention in the economy, promoting free market principles and reducing regulations that she believes hinder business growth. On fiscal policy, McClain supports tax cuts and has been vocal about reducing federal spending to decrease the national debt. She has often criticized what she perceives as wasteful government spending, pushing for more accountability and efficiency in federal programs. In terms of social issues, McClain holds conservative views, particularly on topics like abortion, where she supports pro-life legislation. She has co-sponsored bills aimed at restricting abortion access, reflecting her commitment to these values. Regarding healthcare, McClain has expressed concerns over government-run healthcare systems, advocating instead for market-driven solutions that she believes would offer more choice and potentially lower costs for consumers. On education, she supports school choice initiatives, believing that parents should have the ability to choose the best educational environment for their children, whether public, private, or charter schools. Her stance on immigration includes strong border security measures and a merit-based immigration system, arguing that these policies would benefit the U.S. economy and national security. McClain also focuses on veterans' issues, advocating for better health care and benefits for those who have served in the military, reflecting her respect for military service and its sacrifices. Lisa McClain, the representative for Michigan's 9th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from her constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. Her background as a businesswoman and her commitment to conservative values resonate deeply with many in her district, which includes parts of Oakland and Macomb counties. One of the primary reasons people support McClain is her strong stance on economic issues. With a background in business, She advocates for policies that reduce government overreach and promote free market principles. Her supporters appreciate her efforts to cut taxes, reduce regulations, and foster an environment where businesses can thrive. This approach is seen as a pathway to economic growth and job creation, which are critical concerns for many in her district. McLean's commitment to fiscal responsibility is another pillar of her support base. She has been vocal about the need to address the national debt and has supported legislation aimed at reducing federal spending. Her constituents, particularly those who are concerned about the long-term economic health of the country, find her fiscal conservatism reassuring. Her push for transparency in government spending and her opposition to what she describes as wasteful expenditure align with the values of many voters who prioritize financial prudence. Her advocacy for veterans is also a significant factor in her popularity. McLean has been a proponent of improving services and benefits for veterans, understanding the sacrifices they've made. Her initiatives to enhance healthcare, education, and job opportunities for veterans resonate with a community that holds military service in high regard. This focus not only aids veterans but also appeals to families and communities that value military service. On social issues, McLean's positions reflect traditional conservative values, which many in her district support. She has been clear about her pro-life stance and her support for Second Amendment rights, which are significant issues for her voter base. Her approach to these topics, often framed within the context of personal freedom and responsibility, aligns with the cultural and moral fabric of her constituency. Lastly, McLean's engagement with her community plays a crucial role in her support. She is known for her accessibility, often participating in local events, town halls, and maintaining an open dialogue with her constituents. This hands-on approach makes her constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement in governance. Her ability to connect on a personal level, combined with her policy positions, solidifies her standing among voters who appreciate a representative who is both present and proactive. In summary, Lisa McLean's support stems from her economic policies, fiscal conservatism, advocacy for veterans, stance on social issues, and her community engagement. These elements combine to create a representative who not only reflects the values of her district but actively works to advance them, earning her the trust and backing of many in Michigan's 9th District. Representative Lisa McLean from Michigan's 9th District has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons, one of which is her stance on environmental issues. Many constituents and environmental activists argue that McLean has not adequately addressed or supported policies aimed at combating climate change, which is a significant concern in Michigan, particularly with its extensive Great Lakes coastline and natural resources. Her voting record shows opposition to bills that would promote renewable energy or reduce carbon emissions, leading to a perception that she prioritizes short-term economic gains over long-term environmental sustainability. Another point of contention is McLean's approach to healthcare. Her support for repealing the Affordable Care Act, ACA, without a clear, comprehensive alternative has left many of her constituents, especially those with pre-existing conditions, feeling vulnerable and unsupported. Advocates for healthcare reform argue that her policies could lead to reduced access to affordable healthcare, which is a critical issue for many families in her district. This stance has alienated voters who see healthcare as a fundamental right rather than a privilege. McLean's economic policies also draw significant criticism. Her advocacy for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, while not pushing for similar benefits for the middle and lower income families, has been seen as out of touch with the economic realities faced by many in her district. There's a growing sentiment that her economic strategies favor the affluent, potentially exacerbating income inequality rather than fostering an inclusive economic environment. This has led to a disconnect with voters who feel their economic needs are not being addressed. On social issues, McLean's positions have further distanced her from certain voter demographics. Her opposition to policies supporting the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, including her votes against the Equality Act, has been a point of contention. Many in her district, particularly younger voters and those advocating for social justice, view her stance as regressive, arguing that it promotes discrimination rather than equality. This has led to a significant portion of the electorate feeling unrepresented by her views. Lastly, her approach to governance and representation has been criticized for lacking transparency and engagement. There have been complaints about her limited town hall meetings and her perceived reluctance to engage directly with constituents on controversial issues. This has fostered a sense of alienation among voters who feel their voices are not heard or considered in her legislative decisions. The lack of open dialogue and perceived inaccessibility contribute to the narrative that McLean is not truly representing the diverse needs and concerns of her district. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Lisa McLean stems from a combination of her environmental, healthcare, economic, and social policies, as well as her style of governance. These factors have created a divide between her and a significant portion of her constituents, who feel that their priorities are not reflected in her legislative actions or public stances. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.